Now we continue. I think it's still 1926, isn't it? You do remember? No, sometimes they skip. Sometimes 28, sometimes 26. Look, in the beginning, they put all together. Now this is 1933. Today is continue of 1933. It's a spiritual council by Father Andres. So that now he responds one of the prayer life. Oh my Jesus, you are the life of my life. You know only too well that I long for nothing but the glory of your name, and that souls come to know your goodness. Why do souls avoid you, Jesus? I don't understand that. Oh, if I could only cut my heart into tiny pieces, and in this way offer to you, O Jesus, its peace as a heart, whole and entire, to make up in part of the heart that do not love you. She loves on behalf of all those who doesn't love Jesus. I love you, Jesus, with every drop of my blood, and I would gladly shed my blood for you to give you a proof of the sincerity of my love. So much, huh? Oh God, the more I know you, the less I can comprehend you. It's wonderful. The more you know, you think you know, the less you know. But this non-comprehension lets me realize how great you are. Keep close. And it is this impossibility of comprehending you which inflames my heart anew for you. Just because she doesn't understand, so this more desire to know more about Jesus. Oh Lord, from the moment when you let me fix the eyes of my soul on you, oh Jesus, I have been at peace and desired nothing else. So at peace at Jesus. I found my destiny at the moment when my soul lost itself in you, the only object of my love. In comparison with you, everything is nothing. Sufferings, adversities, humiliations, failures, and suspicions that have come my way are splinters that keep alive the fire of my love for you, O Jesus. So beautiful, huh? We just complain with so much suffering, so much people against me. That's a joy for her. It's a joy because you're more close to Jesus, more like Jesus. Is it true? The more you suffer, the more you Christ like. Do you believe that? So live with joy. My desires are mad and untenable. I wish to conceal from you that I suffer. I want never to be rewarded for my efforts and my good actions. So humble. You yourself, Jesus, are my only reward. You are enough, O treasure of my heart. I want to share compassionately in the sufferings of my neighbors and conceal my own sufferings, not only from them, but also from you, Jesus. She wants to take all the pain, even for other people or for neighbor. She takes all the pain, suffering, without saying any word. Not even known by Jesus, she just offered every drop of her blood. It's wonderful. Suffering is a great grace. Trust that, huh? Trust that word. I know at times not easy. When in concrete situation, suffering not all the time. Of course it's grace. From your head, from your heart, yeah. Better not. Through suffering, the soul becomes like the Savior, you see, Christ-like. In suffering, love becomes crystallized. the greater the suffering, the purer the love. One night, a sister who had died 2 months previously came to me. She was a sister of the first choir. I saw her in a terrible condition, all inflamed with her face painfully distorted. This lasted only a short time, and then she disappeared. A shudder went through my soul because I did not know whether she was suffering in purgatory or in hell. Nevertheless, I redoubled my prayers for her. The next night, she came again. But I saw her in an even more horrible state, in the midst of flames, which are even more intense. And despair was written all over her face. I was astonished to see her in a worse condition after the prayer. I had offered for her, and I asked, "Haven't my prayers helped you?" She answered that my prayers had not helped her, and that nothing would help her. I said to her, "And the prayers which the whole community has offered for you, have they not been any help to you?" She said, "No, that these prayers had helped some other souls." I replied, "If my prayers are not helping you, sister, please stop coming to me." She disappeared at once. Despite this, I kept on praying. Exists hell. So have a pure heart, always right intention to do things. So even a sister can be perished. More, even more, we are. No. After some time, she came back again to me during the night. Now, but already her appearance had changed. Simple. There were no longer any flames, and there had been before, and her face was radiant, her eyes beaming with joy. She told me that I had a true love for my neighbor, and that many other souls have profited from my prayers. She urged me not to cease praying for the souls in purgatory. And she added that she herself would not remain there much longer. How astonishing are the decrees of God. So she was in purgatory, but God announced her to understand the pain of hell. Of course, she wasn't in hell, but she cannot get a merit then. But since Faustina still continued praying for the dead, and that's how people get merit from them. So continue to pray for the souls. On one occasion, I heard these words in my soul: "Make a novena for your country." This novena will consist of the recitation of the Litany of the Saints. Ask your confessor for permission. I received permissions at my next confession and began the novena that very evening. Towards the end of the litany, I saw a great radiance. In the midst of it, God the Father, between this radiance in the earth, I saw Jesus nailed to the cross in such a way that when God wanted to look at the earth, he had to look through the wounds of Jesus. And I understood that it was for the sake of Jesus that God blesses the earth. Oh Jesus, I thank you for this great grace, namely that you yourself have deigned to choose a confessor for me, and that you had made me known to me in a vision even before I met him, Father Sopoku. When I went to confession to Father Andres, I thought that I would be released from following these interior inspirations. Father replied that he could not dispense me from this, but pray, sister, that you be given a spiritual director. So this Father Andres is very humble. He cannot take the responsibility of all her inspirations. So she prayed for Father Sopoku. After a short but fervent prayer, I saw Father Sopoku for a second time in the chapel between the confessional and the altar. That's her vision only. Huh? I was in Krakow at that time. These two visions bolstered up to my spirit. All the more when I found him to be just as I had seen him in the visions. Once at a washer during my third probation, and a second time at Krakow. Oh Jesus, I thank you for these great gifts. And now, when I hear people sometimes say that they have no confessor, that is to say, a director, fear takes hold of me, because I know very well how much harm I myself experience when I do not have this help. It is so easy to go astray when one has no guide. So even many people have inspiration from God, they still have a guide, a confessor, to make them sure this is right from God. Sometimes the devil also in between give them some wrong messages, and you saw everything from Jesus. Not exactly. That means we need our humility. You don't have to tell yourself, I have the inspiration from the Lord, nobody can touch me. No. Jesus won't touch you through other people. Oh, life so dull and monotonous. How many treasures you contain? When you look at everything with the eyes of faith, no 2 hours are alike, and the dullness and monotony disappear. Is it true? Monotony? Life is a monotony. Monotonous. Yes or no? No. Only you. That means other yes. They don't say yes. You should say yes, but no, you should say no. But the grace which is given me in this hour will not be repeated in the next. So, and treasure every moment. Time will not repeat it. If you have this grace, enter into the soul of Faustina. Keep this fire. Time goes on, never to return again. Whatever is enclosed in it will never change. It seals with a seal of eternity. If you have lived this moment for eternity, you are enough. Okay. Oh, just one last paragraph. Father Sopoku must be well loved by God. I say this because I myself had experienced how much God defends him at a certain moment. When I say this, I rejoice greatly that God has such chosen ones. So the next time, the trip to Calvary. So I don't know how... Yes, time.